Gemstones come from all corners of the globe, but perhaps the most fabled gem is the diamond, and its most famous source is South Africa. For generations, men have ventured deep into the earth to bring the rough stones up, like here at the Cullinan mine north of Johannesburg. It was backbreaking work and often dangerous, but recently technology has helped. George Olufse worked in the mines here for nearly half a century before retiring. He still comes here to show visitors around.
I've noticed quite a huge increase in technology, the mines. You know, the way we have started. If you take this mine, for instance, the pipe that you see here, we had over 12,000 people that worked here. But that was hard work. That was pick and shovel work. And nowadays we do it with machines.
Diamonds were formed millions of years ago from carbon under extreme heat and pressure more than 100 kilometers beneath the Earth's surface. They're found in volcanic pipes called kimberlite, named after Kimberley, the place in South Africa where diamonds were first discovered on the continent in the 1860s. That discovery set off a diamond rush and frantic digging. And over half a century later, men like George Olufse and Peter Sedibane have carried on that tradition, extracting these precious bits of mineral. Olufse says he'd like his children to follow in his footsteps.
I've got two sons, but unfortunately they're not interested in mining. They've decided no, that was enough. I had five brothers, all five of them worked in the mines as well, because my dad worked in the mine.
Peter Sedibane has worked in the mines for 32 years. Speaking in his native Setswana, he says life as a miner is not bad.
My kids stay here with me, and my wife stays back there at home. She comes around, you know, every month, and she comes to stay with us for 3 months, and then she goes back home to take care of the other family outside.
And that's the way it's been for generations. Pingyu Marumo is marketing manager at the Kimberley Mine Museum.
So lots of families had to be patient with their fathers being away. And so if anybody's out there to look and find out where their great-great-grandfathers and great-grandparents were in the diamond era time, they can come here and remember what their parents and their great-grandparents did for their future.
But it's not just in South Africa. Gems are mined all over the world, either from deep in the ground, from riverbeds, offshore, or in open gravel pits. And it's often backbreaking work, men digging and sifting in open pits in search of diamonds. South Africa has been surpassed by Botswana as Africa's largest diamond producer, but the stones are also mined elsewhere on the continent, including in Namibia, Angola, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Sierra Leone. According to industry sources, Russia in 2007 produced the most diamonds, and Canada came in at number 3. Men have dominated the industry. But women are getting into the business.
I've always loved crystals, and from that I thought, well, I love them so much, and I'll do the diamonds.
Janine Chavot is a diamond trader in Johannesburg. While the giant diamond conglomerate De Beers still controls about half of the world's diamond production, independent buyers like Chavot have gotten into the trade. Chavot says that since millions of dollars can be at stake, trading in diamonds can be risky.
Often you'll get there and they'll show you the diamonds. You're okay, this is so many million. You come back the next day, then it's gloss and you bring in the money.
Once the trader is satisfied that the diamonds are real, the deal is made and the diamonds move on.
So you slide them onto there. Now we're going to be weighing them. I've now valued these diamonds and now we're parceling them to go off to India.
And the gems journey continues from the mines to Asia and beyond. Sonia Pace, VOA News.